Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There is high security in place in Israel because of the Jewish New Year and the fall Jewish feast days. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan joins me with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, this last week has been a time of wonderful worship for the Jewish people as they begin the three fall feasts. That would be the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, and then the Feast of Tabernacles, but also Rosh Hashanah, the new year for the Jewish people, 5778. I would imagine security's been very high for the new year and for these feasts.
Indeed, Jimmy, it's especially the Feast of Tabernacles, Rosh Hashanah. People stay at home mostly. It's family-oriented. So it's not considered really a strategic event, something that could be disrupted very easily. That's true of Yom Kippur, of course, as well, where people are mostly at home and being quiet. But the Feast of Tabernacles coming up in 2 weeks is the opposite. It's lots of activities, lots of outdoor activities. What can we say? Soft targets that could be attacked by terrorists. So that is when they really step up security. And, of course, also many people come, many more people and tourists come for the Feast of Tabernacles. So that's when it will really reach its peak. But this whole period, there will be extra security on because, of course, it is traditional that these terror groups do like to strike around the Jewish holidays. It's happened many, many times.
David Dolan with the details behind the high security level during the Jewish feast days here in the fall. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As David Dolan reported, there is a high level of security in place for about a two-week period of time in Israel because of the fall Jewish feast time. There are three fall feasts: Trumpets, Yom Kippur, and Feast of Tabernacles. Many Jews from around the world will travel to Jerusalem for these special high holy days. Therefore, the need for a high level of security to protect the Jewish worshipers has to be in place. You know, the security issue is important, but more so, I would believe, the three fall feasts are key to the Jewish people understanding God's plan for them. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come back to earth on Feast of Trumpets, and notice, if you will, Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. On Yom Kippur, Jesus Christ will enter the temple for the first time on earth. That's the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 24 to 28. And on the Feast of Tabernacles, the kingdom begins on the earth with Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. These fall feasts have a prophetic significance, as did the three spring feasts that Jesus fulfilled at his first coming. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...